I'll take this piece of garbage with me. Now get up. Get out of it. Get out of it.
Ow! I'm begging you, hit me. Hit me. You can hit me all you want. Just give me a bit more time. I promise. Please, let me stay here. I swear to God, I haven't got anywhere else to go. Please.
Let go of my leg.
Let me kiss your hand. I'm so sorry, man. You won't see any one of my relatives here again. I promise. Please, let me kiss your hand.
Listen, let it go. Let go of my hand.
Come here. Come outside, you filthy scum. Come outside. Why are you hiding in there? Come show me how strong you are.
Get your uncle out of here. He's ruined my house.
I'll throw your corpse here before I leave.
I'll show you, eh?
You will come out of here. You will come out of there. Come, show me what you're made of if you're mad enough. Why are you hiding in there? Why are you hiding?
I said, it's Rafi here. Come quick, hurry up. Yeah, yeah, come quick, eh?
Come outside, you coward. I will show you. I will throw your corpse in front of your own house. Come outside.
Who was that? Why was he beating you up?
Tell me, what are you doing here?
Open the door.
Why did they do this to you?
I'm fine. Don't worry, I'm okay. I'm fine, please. Why? Didn't you promise me you wouldn't tell anyone where I am?
Open up!
Are you able to stand?
Yes.
Let me help you. Be careful. Lean on me, lean on me. Let's go. Let's go.
You guys go, Dad. I'm going to stay here and deal with this guy.
No, you won't.
He's not a decent guy, Neddy. He'll hurt you. Please don't do it.
Let's get going. We'll take your uncle to a medical center and then we'll go to file a complaint.
No, no, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't want to go to a medical center.
Okay, I won't take you there. Put your hand on my shoulder. Let's go.
Where? Let me take my furniture.
Come on, Hamid. Let's go already.
What's all this fuss about? You think you can bring whoever you want here, you piece of trash?
Let him go! Let him go! Let go of him! Let go of him! Let go of him! Let go of my brother! Let go of him! Leave him alone!
Someone call the police! What's going on here? I called! They said they're coming!
Dad!
Get him!
Dad!
Get him!
Dad! Oh! Get up!
I'm fine. Go on. Go on.
Get up. Get up, Dad. Get up.
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
Do you need any help?
No, thanks. Go on. Are you all right, Uncle?
Mohsen, are you okay? Mohsen!
Your son's made a mistake. Why on earth did you do such a thing?
We didn't start it, officer.
It was my fault. They saw me getting beaten up, so they stood up for me, officer.
Are you related?
Yes, officer. He's my uncle.
You can go and thank God that the neighbors came and helped you. They're dangerous people. They could easily have killed you.
That is exactly what I told them. It's dangerous to get into a fight with these people.
Dad? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine.
We've identified both of them, and we know where to find them. We arrest them tonight.
Officer, the guy who told them to come lives right there.
Yes, he's right. He owns that house. I'm sure that he's the one who called
him. Yes, the neighbors told us about him. We've got an arrest warrant for him as well.
I didn't do anything. He suddenly got up this morning and started throwing all my stuff out onto the street. He smashed everything. I kept telling him I'm all out of money. I can't buy new stuff.
You can file a complaint for that as well.
Yes, Uncle.
My own case doesn't matter. But his case does. He almost got killed because of me.
That's what they're always for. Everyone wants to do everything their own way. Then what's the point of having police officers?
The Colonel wants to see you, sir.
You can go now. We'll call you as soon as we arrest them.
Thanks a lot, Ahmad. I'll give it to him.
Oh, dear.
Come sit here, Dad.
Ahmad, can you bring me a cup of tea, please?
Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
When was the last time you saw your daughter?
I don't know. I really can't remember.
So you don't know what they're going through? Have you told him you've seen his family? Did you know Susan didn't want to marry him?
Oh, Dad.
He did whatever he could to get her to marry him. Susan's parents were divorced. Her father was a hobo and her mother was sick. She was afraid to get married. She said she didn't want her kids to live a lonely life like she did. Do you remember? He kept on insisting until she finally gave in. Now what did she get? The exact thing she was afraid of. An innocent daughter who doesn't have a dad.
I backed out of their lives so they wouldn't have to be ashamed of me.
Backed out?
Huh?
What did you back out of? Did you provide them with a proper lifestyle so they could live in comfort before you backed out? Tell him how his wife and daughter are living. Tell him so he realizes what he's done to them.
Dad, calm down, please. What is the point of saying these things?
He's right, isn't he? What's the point now? What matters is Hamid's life. Who cares about his wife and daughter and mom and dad and sister and brother? Right? I'm as guilty as he is. You know why? Because I didn't try to find them to see how they are living. I thought they were living happily in an uptown suburb. I thought they didn't want to see us. But those poor souls...
Dad, please. Just stop it there. It's enough.
I deserve this. I deserve to be woken up this way. You're so lucky, Maddie. You seem to be the only man in this family.
Dad.
Hey, Meddy. How is Susan living now?
I'm sorry, Uncle Hamid. Dad isn't feeling well. Dad! Dad, just wait a minute. Wait, where are you going? Wait, come and sit down for a bit, please. What will the neighbors think if they see us like this? Sit down. Don't worry, Dad, sit down.
Do you know who that person is sitting inside like that? Do you know him? He is the man who no one could boss around. He's the man who'd help anyone he could, whenever they needed him.
Don't worry, Dad. I promise everything will be okay.
He's the man who everyone turned to when they needed someone to stand up for them. He's the man who wouldn't let anything go wrong in the shoe industry as long as he was there. He's that man. It's him. But did you see what he's become? Did you see him?
Yes. But Dad, please listen. What is the point of saying this now? It'll just make you more upset. You can't fix anything like this.
So I can't even talk. Can't I say anything? Or should I tell him I'm happy to see him like this? Should I tell him it's good to see what he's turned into?
Don't stress out so much, Dad. I promise you everything will be fine, but we just have to work together. Dad, we have to help Uncle Hamid turn back into who he used to be. We don't have much time. Granddad isn't feeling well at all.
You don't want your grandparents to see him like this. If your grandparents see him like this, they will faint.
Dad, we're not going to let anyone find out Uncle Hamid is with us. Not yet, no. Excuse me. Just a minute. Hello? Hi. Oh, yes? Good, thank you. How are you? When? Okay, just arrange the time and place. My money's ready. Okay, I'll be there. Goodbye. See, Dad? You see how much God loves us? You know that man whose house we saw together? He called the real estate agency and he said that he'd let us work there. See how well things are working out? So come on, Dad. Come inside with me. Let's go. And don't tell him off anymore. I swear it's useless.
You go, son. I can't stand seeing him like that.
Oh, come on, Dad. Don't say that. You know I can't do anything without you. Dad, listen, I swear. There are a lot of people who used to be like Uncle Hamid, but easily changed their lives. And now they're healthy. Don't worry about it, Dad.
Do you know how long he's been addicted for?
What's the point? What difference does it make?
You're right. Nothing. There's no point.
Let's go. Look, Dad. We really should be thanking God now that we know everything. Uncle Hamid's with us, and we know where his family is. Let's go.
Excuse me. Hamid, here's your mattress and bedding. If there's anything else you need, just let me know.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ahmad, wait a minute. You didn't tell Esmat who you'll bring the mattress for, did you?
No, sir. She asked, but I told her it was for an old friend of mine. I didn't lie about it.
I was worried she might tell Aziz if she sees her. I don't want them to know anything.
Don't worry about it at all, sir. I won't tell anyone.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mehdi. How are you?
Did you get food for your uncle?
Yes, I did. I bought you kebabs, uncle.
Thanks very much.
Dad? Here, I got this for you.
What's this?
A shirt.
I know. What's it for?
Well, if you go home like that, Mom will most likely pass out just looking at you.
She won't pass out from seeing this, but she will if she sees this.
But we're better off going home nice and tidy. I bought this for myself. Is it nice?
It's great. Thanks a lot.
Uncle Hamid, I bought you some drinks and dates as well. I'll tell Ahmad to put some tea for you. If you need anything, then please just call me.
Okay.
I got some roasted sunflower seeds.
I'm really not into sunflower seeds anymore.
Well, don't worry about that. You'll fall in love with them again in no time. Dad, let me take out the pins.
No, I'll do it myself.
Ahmad? Ahmad, sweep the room if you get time, please. There might be pins on the floor. We don't want them getting in Uncle Hamid's feet.
I'll pick them up in a minute, Mehdi.
Thanks a lot.
Here you go, sir. Have a cup of tea. It'll make you feel better.
Thanks a lot.
My house is close by. All you need to do is call me and I'll be here in no time.
Okay.
Well, give him a key.
My own key?
He can't stay here without a key. If he goes out, he can't get back in. He's not a prisoner. If you need anything, just call one of us. Ready to go home?
I guess so. Let's go.
Let me change my shirt. Ahmad, you must be tired too. Go home and get some rest.
Why should I be tired? You've done all the work, sir. I'll tidy up the room a bit and then I'll go.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Here's your food, Uncle. Ahmad, go bring some salt and pepper and a spoon and a fork for Uncle. Here, have your tea with these dates.
Thanks a lot, Mehdi.
Uncle Hamid, I also bought you some new clothes here. You can change into them if you like later.
Okay.
Let me help you.
Thank you. I had to give him the key, didn't I?
Yes, Dad, you did the right thing. I forgot to give it myself. Listen, you go home, Dad. I'm not coming with you. I'm going to go pick up Parastu and come with her.
But what are you going to tell her?
Parastu knows about everything. She knows about Uncle Hamid.
What are you going to tell your grandma? She'll get worried if she sees you like this.
Oh, you know, tell her that I saw someone who was getting beaten up in the street, so I went to help the guy out, but I ended up getting beaten up myself. That's really what happened, isn't it, actually? Hey, Dad.
What is it?
Come on, Dad. You promised me you'd stop worrying so much. You can't fix everything by worrying. Just trust God to help us out with everything. We'll help Uncle Hamid change his life. He'll turn back into being the same old Uncle Hamid, happy, healthy, and full of life.
Okay, Mehdi, I'm going. Don't be late.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh.
Do you want me to turn the TV on, Dad?
Where's Peter?
In her room.
Tell her to come out, won't you? Tell her to come here so we won't be alone. Go on.
Okay. Mother, please, right now.
Have some tea.
Thank you, dear.
Baha had an ultrasound today and they said she's pregnant with twins.
Really? That's great.
I know. She got married so fast. And now before we know it, she'll be raising three little kids.
What's wrong with that? We'll help her out.
I guess so. It'll be great if these two girls get married as well. Take it easy on them. Let them get married at the right age. They won't want to get married anymore when they get older, you know.
I can't let my daughters marry anyone who just pops up and proposes. Bahar's husband's a really good guy. Machaba, well, he's not a bad guy.
Gholam Reza wasn't bad either.
What reminds you of Gholam Reza all of a sudden?
Well, he's your nephew. Every time I see him now, I remember his proposal.
No. Gholam Reza didn't suit Peter.
Of course he did. He ended up marrying a better girl than Peter. And his wife says he's a great guy.
Don't go saying anything in front of Beta.
What matters is that Beta wanted him.
She never told me such a thing.
But I told you. She doesn't have to tell you herself. She was too shy to tell her dad.
She liked him. Then why did she say she wanted to go to university?
What's that got to do with it? Gholam Reza's wife went to university too. She just didn't want to continue. Not after she had children. But maybe Beta's doing these things to get back at us.
What?
It's natural. Who knows what she's thinking?
So whoever doesn't get married has to go and make a fool of themselves in public and on the internet so everyone makes fun of them. Is that right?
No, of course not. But they won't do these things if they get married.
Who says? I know a lot of women at work who are all married. But they spend all their money on these kinds of things. That's what they do with it.
Maybe 5 in 1,000 women would go after these things whilst having a husband and kids. Back in our days, girls and boys got married early and had children, put aside a lot of the things they used to do just so that their kids wouldn't get influenced.
Back then, this kind of rubbish didn't even exist.
Of course they existed. There are always going to be bad things around for every generation. Don't say I didn't warn you. If they never get married, they're going to end up blaming us. Don't you remember what Mr. Sadari's daughter said at her mother's funeral? I told you after the funeral.
I can't remember what she said back then.
In front of all those people, she said, "My mother didn't let me get married. Now she's gone and I'm all alone."
That's rubbish. She can go and get married now.
She's 50 years old.
So what? There's no age limit for getting married, is there?
Okay, she might be able to get married, but she can't have kids, can she? Yusuf, there's a time for getting married and having children. There is a time for everything.
It's not too late for them to get married now.
Today, when Beta found out that Baha's pregnant with twins, she said to Nazanin, "Lucky Baha." She wouldn't say that if she didn't like kids.
The reason I said no to Gholam Reza was because Beta's younger than Nazanin. It's not right for her to get married first.
Who says it's not right? No one thinks like that nowadays. You're making another mistake. Don't say no to this boy.
Who's this boy?
That boy, Mehran Faramand, the one who wants to marry Nazanin. You've seen him. He's not a bad guy.
I didn't say he's bad. I just say he doesn't know what he wants to do in the future.
If you say no to this one, Nazanin might turn out like Beta, and then there's no stopping them. The other day she told me if she doesn't marry him, she won't marry anyone.
That's rubbish.
Oh, don't be so stubborn, Yusuf. That's what she wants. You can't make everyone think the way you do. Nazanin wants to get married. She told Baha she doesn't want to work if her husband's well off. If Nazanin ends up changing her face and looks every day, we won't be able to do anything about it. We can't throw them out of the house.
What a mess.
Well, it's only natural. Having children isn't all fun and games. We have responsibilities. If we want to be good parents, we have to do what's right. We have to help them to get married. Especially if they like the person who wants to get married to them. When they get older, they won't want to get married anymore. They'll go after messing around with their looks to keep themselves busy. Let him come and talk to you. Listen what he has to say.
You mean I have to call him, do I?
What's wrong with that? He's already told you everything.
dialed is unavailable at present. Please leave a message after the tone. The number you have dialed is unavailable at present.
Damn it. Why did you give me your number if you wanted to switch it off? I can't stay here anymore.
Hamid, you there?
Yes?
Hello, Hamid.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? During this past year when the workshop was closed, this radio was my friend during times of loneliness. Huh. It's much better than watching TV. Huh.
Thank you very much.
You can change the station yourself. This one's my favourite. It's really good. Do you need anything?
No, go home. It's late.
Okay then, goodbye.
Bye, bye. Ahmad.
Their families were about to fall apart. Loneliness was awaiting them.
Nazanin, come out. Your dad wants to talk to you.
To me?
Yes, you. Your father wants to call Mr. Faramand. Let's go and see what he wants to say.
But why? What happened?
Don't worry, honey. We have to talk it through sooner or later.
Yes, Father.
Sit down for a few minutes. I want to talk to you. Your mother and I talked, and we reached the conclusion that we should call Mr. Faraman and tell him to come here with his family for a formal proposal.
But why?
Isn't that what you wanted?
No, I mean, Mr. Faramand still hasn't done what you told him to do, you see, Father.
I know. Apparently I have to change. Sometimes people have to change in life, right?
But, Dad, I don't want you to change. Besides, you can be sure that I won't do anything against your will, I assure you.
Well, you have to get married sooner or later. We prefer you to get married to the person you've chosen yourself. This way we won't get blamed for anything later.
I'm not afraid of getting blamed. If you've made your mind and you're sure about your decision, then I'll call Moose and Faramond and tell them to come so we can talk about this with their family.
But that's not the way I want it.
What do you mean? What don't you want?
But I don't want Dad to be forced to agree.
He's not forced to do anything. Mr. Faramond came here once and talked. Now he can come with his family so we can get to know them a little better.
I have to tell you something, Father.
What is it?
That Mr. Faramond has stopped studying and that he wants to drop out of college. He wants to quit studying.
And?
He didn't tell you the last time, but a few days ago he came to university and told me he wants to drop out of college.
Don't you have a problem with it yourself?
I do, Dad.
Oh, come on.
What are you saying, Nazanin? Don't you like him anymore?
No, that's not what I meant, Dad. He said he doesn't like the field he's studying, and if he sticks to it till the end, he'll never use his degree again. What do you think?
Don't talk like a little kid. You're going to live with him, not your dad.
I know, but he hadn't mentioned dropping out of college, and I know it's important for Dad that he stays.
Look, honey, his brother didn't go to university either, but he's more of a man than most of the people who have a university degree. Going to university is important for me, but your mother's right. You're the one who wants to live with him. It doesn't matter to you. Then I'll call Mohsen and tell them to come here with the family for a formal proposal.
I don't know.
What?
What did he say he wants to do, you know, if he doesn't study?
Well, he wants to start working.
He said he wanted to start working last time as well.
Actually, he has already started it.
If you don't really mind the fact that he's dropping out of college, then I don't mind either.
Listen, Dad, I love you more than anything else in the world, but I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to because of what's been going on these past few days.
Mohsen Faramond is one of the best people I know. If Mehran is a little bit, just a little bit like his father, then you can trust him. But, as far as I know, he doesn't help his father out at all.
No, that's because he never liked that business.
Well, everyone has their own taste. Not everyone likes to work where their dad works.
What should I do? Should I call them?
Well, if you're okay with it, then call them.
I'm not the one who should decide. Marriage is a very important part of life. I don't want to do something that you're going to regret. There's not much you can do once you regret it, you know?
I won't regret it.
Nazrin, bring me the phone.
Where's Uncle Hamid now?
He'll stay at the workshop until we give it to the new owner.
Did they beat him up really badly, Dad?
Not as much as us.
Let me put this on your face.
There's no need for it, Akram. Why are you worrying yourself over nothing?
Is that nothing?
Have you seen your face? Come look in the mirror and see what they've done to you.
Well, I just don't get it. What's wrong with you? Why did you go and fight with those gangsters?
But what do you mean, Mom? How are we supposed to know? We didn't know we'd get into a fight by going there.
Well, you should have known, Mehdi. You should have thought about it. God forbid. I mean, they
drink
could have...
this at least.
Thanks.
Don't tell your parents about it. If they find out about Hamid's condition, they'll have a heart attack.
I know. I told Ahmad not to let anyone know as well.
Drink it.
Put this on your face so it doesn't swell.
I don't need it.
Put it on your swollen eye. Mom!
Take it, Mehdi. Put it on your face. What's the matter with it? It'll help reduce the swelling.
Okay, fine. Give it to me. You're making such a big deal out of this.
Hello?
Hello, how are you? Hi, Mr. Faramond.
Hello?
It's Yusuf Ashley here.
How are you, Mr. Astley? How can I help you?
How are you, Mr. Fireman?
Good, thanks.
Well, the thing is, I called to say...
Oh, just one moment, please.
Tell him that his son came around.
The thing is, your son Mehran came here a while ago and
spoke to my wife about my daughter Nazanin.
Mehran?
Yes.
Did he come alone, Mr. Astley?
Yes, I got pretty angry as well. I told him it wasn't right for him to come alone.
I'm very sorry. Yes, what he did was wrong. He should have told us. It was rude of him to come there alone.
He said he came here to ask permission to come here with you and your family, you know, for a formal proposal. But apparently,
he hasn't told you anything about it yet. Is that true? Is that the case?
Yes, he did, Mr. Astley. In fact, he told his mother all about it. But we didn't know he had come there alone.
Yeah, I really got quite angry because of it.
I was against his proposal at first.
But I don't know, now I'm not really. You know how these kids are these days, Mosin. They stick to whatever they want, don't they?
Yes, that's right. I apologize again for what he did. Now, if you don't mind...
Can we set a date to come there? Of course. How's
what
Thursday
did you
night?
Do now?
I didn't do anything.
Thursday night's great.
Okay, then.
I'll see you then. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Astley.
What did he have to say?
He told us to go there to propose to his daughter for our son.
What? Since when does that happen? He called you to say, come propose to our daughter?
No. Your son's already gone there and spoken to them.
Right, Mehran?
Oh, what should I wear on a Thursday night?
Listen to me. If you think I'll come with you to their house, you're wrong.
But, Mom, I'm as surprised as you are. But Dad's already set a date with them. It's rude if we don't go.
Oh, so it's rude. Okay, fine. Go alone, then. Done it before.
Listen, Akram. I already set a date with Mr. Astley.
Well, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. He's making us do whatever he wants.
No, Mom. Don't worry. That won't happen. Mera knows better that with the situation he's in right now, it isn't right for him to do such a thing. That isn't right, Mehran, right? Considering your situation, you can't do that. You can't go and propose, right?
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخ چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیمیشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.